Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The journey to Taif for inviting to Islam. After Abu Talib passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was left with no supporter, and after the death of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, he was left with no one to comfort him. This is why at the end of Shawwal, in the 10th year of prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to go to Taif. Perhaps he thought these people would accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn out to be his main supporters. Together with Zayd bin Harithah radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out for Taif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited three brothers who were the chiefs of that area to Islam. Instead of listening to the words of truth, they replied very rudely. One of them said, "Did Allah ta'ala send you as a prophet to tear the curtains of the Kaaba?" Another mockingly said, "Could Allah ta'ala not choose someone else for his prophethood?" Na'udhu billah. The third brother shouted, "By Allah, I absolutely refuse to speak to you. If you are really a Nabi, it is very dangerous to refuse you." This foolish man did not understand that poking fun at a prophet is even more dangerous than that. And he said, "If you are not the prophet of Allah, then I don't need to listen to you." He then encouraged the hobos and the other youngsters to throw stones at Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and poke fun at him. They threw so many stones upon his Mubarak body that they wounded him badly. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced by his injuries to sit down, these terrible people would grab him by the arm and force him to stand up again for another round of stone throwing and mockery. Zayd bin Harithah radiallahu anhu bravely tried to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by placing his body in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This left him with serious head injuries, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered injuries to his Mubarak body and to his legs, so much so that blood flowed down his legs into his shoes. After coming out of Taif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to take a rest under a tree in the garden of Utbah bin Rabi'ah and Shayba bin Rabi'ah. He sat down. As he sat down, he humbly expressed his helplessness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making the following dua. Inshallah, we'll continue with this next week. Subhanallah.